What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I am feeling blessed to announce that we have a new segment. We have always done the Youth Are Awesome with the Positive Truth podcast. And now we have Senior Citizen Positive News Stories. Because positive news is not limited to middle age or the young. For the senior citizens out there, they can do it better than just about anyone because they've been doing it for longer than all of us. And we are all Padawan learning from them. That was a Star Wars reference. So we have six senior citizen positive news stories. I'm not sure if the name's going to stick, Senior Citizen Positive News, but we're not going to name anything.
But it's okay. It's okay.
We're not good at naming things. Hopefully we'll figure something out before this episode. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review, leave a five-star review, all that fun stuff. Help us spread our message of positivity. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story today?
Man, I'm going to talk about Jerry Corson. He is 73 years old and he's from Salem. He is an avid runner, man. And in 2004, he actually set a goal to run a half marathon in all 50 states. But just like every goal that's set, sometimes we have to deal with some speed bumps, some hiccups, things that'll slow you down. And that's exactly what happened, man. Life happened. In 2004, life was going good for him, man. He's healthy, he's younger, and he's running. But as the years go on, COVID happens. He ended up getting brain surgery. He ended up having his wife who ended up catching cancer. He ended up going through life, but that didn't stop him from his goal. About 3 weeks ago, at the beginning of, no, it was more than that, about a month ago, the beginning of April, he just finished his last half marathon running it in New York at the age of 73 years old, JP. He set this goal when he was 50, and he is now 73 years old, and he just completed it, and I thought this was amazing. I wanted to talk about his story on here because of the pure fact that it doesn't matter how old you are whenever you set a goal, you just have to stay consistent, and once you stay consistent and you complete that goal, I promise you're going to feel great, just like Jerry, who completed this goal after going through life the way that he did. Shout out to you, man.
So you said that he's from Salem, right? Which Salem?
Oregon.
My first positive news story is also from a gentleman in Salem, Oregon.
Ah.
John Piper. This was really not planned, so this is a really good segue.
Jerry and John, okay. I'm with this.
John Piper has been volunteering at to clean up his area outside his house at a local high school 5 days a week for the last 16 years. He's retired. And since he's retired, he lives close to a high school. He sent all his kids there. He sent his son there. And he just enjoys going outside as well. So Monday through Friday for 4 hours a day for the past 16 years. What he does, he goes outside, he walks, and he cleans up the area outside the school. This can be picking up trash. This could be like compiling like leaves or anything, miscellaneous jobs, anything he sees around this high school campus that needs work done, needs cleaned up. He does it for free. High school students, they'll talk to anyone. They see something odd or curious, they're going to ask. The wonders of youth. So you get all these high school kids will come up to him sometimes. Oh, I see you outside. You're cleaning up. Why are you doing this? How are you, like, you work here? You getting paid? He's, no, I do it to give back to my community. I do it because I enjoy it. I'm retired. And it's inspired some of the kids in the high school to go do their own volunteering projects because they're inspired by Mr. Piper. So not only does the school get the benefit, the community gets the benefit. But he's inspiring the youth at the high school to show them that, like, on your free time, if you're bored, go take a walk outside, enjoy the fresh air, clean up your community. I think it's a wonderful positive news story. And he's getting exercise. He's inspiring the community. And we just got to give a shout out to Mr. Piper here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Shout out to Mr. Piper. That is awesome, man. Honestly, whenever you can inspire students, no matter whether you're a teacher or not, I just think it's amazing, JP. And Inspiration is exactly what my story is about on this next one, man. I have a science teacher, a retired science teacher by the name of Patrick Moriarty. This retired science teacher back in 1978 told his students, in 2024, we are going to meet up together and we're going to watch the eclipse. So this 46-year reunion just happened. They actually all got together. They met back at the high school to watch the eclipse together in the parking lot with their children and family and loved ones. And they took an awesome group picture. And the reason why these students showed up, because this teacher inspired these students so much to love science and to love those and learning around them that they decided they wanted to make sure they showed up for him, and their families got to meet the man that inspired them so much. To me, this is as beautiful as it gets, man. Whenever we're trying to bring a community together, whenever we make these random promises that we do over the years and we actually show back up together, I think it's just wonderful, and it makes a great story for people like you and I to talk about on their podcast.
So this was 46 years ago?
They planned this. They said, we will meet back together and we're going to watch this eclipse.
Can you remember every teacher you ever had through elementary through high school, like their names?
I can get pretty close, man. I can get pretty close. It gets hazy in middle school for sure. High school, I definitely couldn't. Yeah, you know, just elementary.
That's what I was thinking here in this positive news story, because I'm like, man, I couldn't even name some of my teachers. Now that I think about it, yeah, middle school is hard. There was a lot of switch out in our middle school, but the ones I do remember, I remember strongly. And then I'm sure there's teachers you're going to always remember. Do you have any examples of those?
Besides coaches, I do have a couple. Yeah, I have Mr. Vavios, Dr. Moon. These are all teachers that definitely didn't like me because I wasn't the greatest student at all. But I do remember Mr. Vavios pushing everybody in math like no other. He was probably the best math. No, Mr. Kaiser was probably the best math teacher I've ever had. I remember all my math teachers. Wow, just thinking about that. Mr. Vo. Man, what is going on, Mr. Kerr? Oh, wow. All right, random. Sorry. Yeah, I remember my math teachers more than anything. Maybe I actually liked math. Who would have thunk it? Got to bring that up once an episode.
There was a joke there with your math skills that I'm not going to make. But my point is, all it takes is one teacher to stand out and it's going to last a lifetime. And that's what happened there. 46 years later, they all came back. I actually saw the picture. It is absolutely amazing. And it's one of the best positive news stories we've ever done on here.
Tú sabes.
A real heartstring pull, you might say. Before we get to our last three senior citizen positive news stories, we need to pause. Do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Something my daughter told me today. Tomorrow is show and tell at school. First time she ever gets to do this. I don't think I ever did that as a kid, by the way. And she was like, I'm going to bring this blanket and talk about it. It was a blanket her grandma gave her mom, and her grandma kept it whenever her mom was a baby, or my wife was a baby, and now she has it. But then she told me right before she went to bed, she said, Daddy, I wish I could bring you to show and tell. She pulled on my heartstring real quick. Thank you, Layla. Thank you. Good night. Yeah, man, I'm grateful for that.
I only laugh because that is like the kind of corniness only a 5-year-old could say and be absolutely true. If you said that to Edna, she'd just roll your eyes at you.
She'd be like, what do you want? Yeah, she would.
From the 5-year-old, it's absolutely sincere. So hold on to that, because in a few years, she'll be a teenager and she might not want to show you off.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Since we're talking about things we're grateful for, and we're talking about older things, I just want to connect that. I want to give a big shout out to grandparents in general. Very positive, very pro like grandparents, grandma, grandpa. Very pro here on the Positive Truths. You just told a story about Layla's grandma having a blanket for Edna that you all passed on to Layla. I actually still have a blanket my grandma gave me. It was green. When I was a kid, I called it my green blankie. And I think that's the best gift I've ever gotten in life. like physical gift, because this same green blanket, anytime it's cold, it's still in my bed. I have slept with the same blanket, unless I was traveling, for almost 35 years, literally.
Wow, that's wild.
Because, you know, like, I've had some really good gifts, but with gifts, usually you use them for X amount of time.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've used this 365 times 35 almost. That's a good gift.
I've never met anybody to do that before. That's pretty amazing, JP.
Yeah, it doesn't fit me like it used to. It goes to like...
I can imagine.
It doesn't go very far. But I'm a male. I'm a bachelor for sure. I do bachelor things. I've never had sheets. Like most people, there's like bed sheet, then like a sheet, then a comforter. I've never had the middle sheet. I've just had the comforter. Literally ever. So then whenever it was cold in the winter, I would just use that to warm up my legs, the little green blankie. So yeah.
You call it your green blankie?
Yeah, I have to. Green blanket.
You're 35, man. No, it's your blankie. It's your blankie.
I was just trying to go with the theme. But yeah. My sister, they came up for Mother's Day last year. My sister was like, I haven't seen this in years. Are you still sleeping with this?
Oh, I know she roasted you for it.
Oh, I know. At a certain point, you just got to lean into it. I was like, yes.
You laid right down on it, I bet.
And then over the summer, I put it on the couches. And it's always there. It's always there. This is the longest audio meditation of all time. Back to the positive news stories.
That's what we were doing.
My next positive news story is from Ralph. Ralph is working for Meals on Wheels, and he does deliveries for the past 30 years for Meals on Wheels. Now, if you don't know what Meals on Wheels is, usually it's delivering meals to someone, a senior citizen. Usually it's someone younger delivering to someone older. But Ralph is 98 years old. And he does it. He's been doing it every day or 5 days a week for the past 30 years. And he says, I love it. I've had my driver's license since I was 17 years old. I fought in World War II. And now I get to get up every day that I'm retired. I get to get in my car, go help out my community. And then when I go talk to these people, they're older like me. And then they see me. They see how I'm still out here doing, I'm active, still doing things. We catch up, we connect. I tell them about different opportunities, things going on in the community. We talk. There's a lot of loneliness and with senior citizens. And then I go about my day. He's been doing it for 30 years. He says it keeps him alive. It keeps him healthy. He loves doing it. And you just don't see a 98-year-old volunteer very often. And my guy does not look 98. Looks a strong 70 is what I would say.
Hey.
Strong. And it just goes to show you giving back, volunteering can connect not only you, keep you healthy, but can keep your community healthy as well. Just want to give a shout out to Ralph here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Shout out to Ralph. Man, I hope I'm volunteering at that age. Let me just say that.
That man got a Purple Heart in World War II and has been volunteering for the last 30 years. We need to stop being so lazy, Tim.
Yeah, I ain't got no Purple Heart. Maybe we'll get an award, like a certificate or something for the podcast. Nobody's giving us a certificate.
This is not a very positive podcast joke. Most mid-podcast goes to.
Oh, I'll take it.
I'll take it, too. What do you have for your next positive news story?
Man, my last one is awesome. So it ties into my last positive news story. We were talking about the eclipse. So we're definitely going to talk about the eclipse right now. I have an 105-year-old man by the name of Laverne Beiser. Laverne Beiser, it just witnessed his 13th solar eclipse. So he's been tracking them since 1963. It's been a great hobby of his. He's traveled all over the world. He tries to go to Maine to watch them whenever they come. Whenever an eclipse is coming or whatever. He actually went to Brazil one time to watch it as well, which he thought it was amazing. He's traveled all over the world to take pictures, even though it's really hard to take pictures in the dark sky. But in 1968, I believe it was, is whenever he took his favorite picture that he still has framed in his home. He actually has a YouTube video of him giving some advice to everybody on watching this eclipse that just happened on April 8th. And I thought this was really awesome to see a 105-year-old to be that excited and just enthusiastic about an eclipse. And I'm glad I got to watch it, seeing everybody else's reaction. But just to see his, Laverne, at 105 years old, it made me feel even more special that I was able to witness this last eclipse. So shout out to him for keeping me feeling young. That's what I was trying to say there on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely. We're just going to go ahead and connect this one because you did a story about a 105-year-old. My story is about a 105-year-old as well. Stella Husso, born in 1919. World War I had just ended. Woodrow Wilson was the president of the United States. Women couldn't vote. Movies were silenced. And it would be 8 years before the first historic flight across the Atlantic. She was just given an award for a Gold Star Mother for an honor for a lifetime of supporting veterans. She remembers her father talking about World War II, how it was only a little bit of time before we get in. By the time Vietnam started, she had two sons in the Vietnam War. And after Vietnam, she was like, I just have to give back to our military veterans. She started volunteering, giving back, helping out in 1968. And she hasn't stopped since. She hasn't done anything like miraculous, except do a little bit at a time. A little bit a day over all of these years. She is the oldest recipient of the Golden Star Mother Award, designation given to women who have lost a son or daughter in the active service in the U.S. Armed Forces. And since then, she has helped so much with so many volunteer events over the course of her lifetime. She stayed busy. She was like, my first son graduated in 1967. We've been just helping out almost ever since. She's lived a long, healthy life. She's take your vitamins, give back. Sitting in a chair all day is not healthy. I like to do something every single day. But even when life's hard, the thing to success and thing to just positivity in life is just staying optimistic. A lot of people go through bad things, but focusing on a cause like I did with the veterans can really help just give your life purpose. And she says that's why she thinks she's lived to 105. And that is, by my count, off the top of my head, sleep deprived, 56 years of volunteering 5 days a week. That's something, Tim.
In order to be great, you have to be consistent. To be consistent for that long is, for us, we're basketball people. A lot of people out there are. LeBron James, he's 39 years old, been playing consistently like at this top level for 20 years, which is amazing. We think he's amazing. This woman's been doing her thing for 50 something years. That's even better. Like, it's ridiculous, even more than times two, man. So yeah, I think that's amazing. I think she's done something just beyond words. Let me just say that. To be consistently giving back, consistently doing something, especially being born right after World War I, going through Vietnam, like just dealing with those times of the history. It's amazing. Shout out to her heart.
Said she survived the Dust Bowl and the Depression, and she's kept pushing ever since. I've also never met a Stella that was bad. Every Stella I've ever met was a positive person. Interesting.
Quotes by JP. Never met a Stella that was bad.
Ah, because Stella's a beer. I don't even drink.
I was thinking about how Stella got her groove back.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, movie from like the like 90s, mid-90s. It was a book, actually, and then it turned into a movie.
I thought you were making a good pun on Stella's. I was like, I don't drink, but that is a good pun. And you're talking about a movie.
Sleep deprived. I'm blaming it on that.
Sleep deprivation with the Positive Truth Podcast. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. Quotes by Tim.
Just like every one of these positive news stories, that quote actually went really well. Nice, sir. Nice.
I'm sleep deprived, man. I do something right whenever I am.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.